149, pages 148 and 159. And now, I have three apologies. Two I remember. One was from Pat, and one was from Judy Rabbit. I had a third apology.
Sophia?
Sophia's off the
side.
Sophia's off. I've had those three apologies.
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth?
I've been having apologies from her.
Oh, you didn't call her.
We said we're going to have Shea.
Yes, right.
And Edith, too.
Now, we have had last week, we concluded through the passage in which we explained how the Ashkocha of Hashem works. And you remember that we explained this with Pekidim, Sorim, and Malachim, that Hashem has appointed, whether we call them angels, or we call them officers, or we call them Sorim, princes, and everything, of course, is highly abstract and conceptual over everything that there is. And the way I've explained it to you is that there is a source. Everything has got its source. And its source is spiritual. And there are these four levels through which everything passes. The first level is Olam Ho'atzilut. And Olam Ho'atzilut is purely abstract. Nothing concrete there. The next word is the next level is Olam Habrio. That is the level of creation, the what is known as Yesh Me'ayim. The philosophy in the philosophical term for it is Creatio Ex Nihilo. Yesh Me'ayim, creation out of nothing. Now, when the creation out of nothing took place, there already there was, energy was created. The amount of matter that was created, if there was any matter at all, was negligible from the point of view of quantity. The next world was the next level is the Olam Hayetziro, that is formation, where the energy was formed into material that could be used in the universe. And finally, we have the Olam Ho'atzilut. And the world in which we are, the level on which we are, is the Olam Ho'atzilut. So everything has gone through those four levels. At the source, in the Olam Ho'atzilut, that is the source, that is where it all begins. Now, I have explained to you, at least the Derech Hashem explains it, that at the source there is the power that overlooks that particular thing or species. And we explained that there is the Pokid. But if it's the wider sense, then it is the Tsar. For example, there is the Tsar Shel Esav, that is the overseer of the world of Esav. Now, Esav was an individual, but the individual became a family, and the family became many families, and they became nations, and we have very many nations all belonging to Edom. Yes, Robert?
I wondered the way it was
pronounced.
The Tsar. Yeah, I wonder how it was
pronounced. S-A-R.
No, the Tsar has a name.
Oh, Tsar Shel Esav.
Right.
The Tsar of Esav.
But I read it as S-A-N-A-E-L or
V-A-L or something. No, that's Sophie. That's the Sophie. The Tsar or the Tsar Shel Edel. Edel is the Torah. That is, the Western civilization today is Edom. And over Edom there is a Tsar. But over each nation there is also a Parthian officer or a Malach, but over the whole there is a Tzav. The Am Yisrael has no Parthian, it has no Tzav. It's Hashem that looks after the Am Yisrael. But every other nation has got a Malach, and the group of nations has got a Tzav. Now, so the way I've explained it to you is that everything has got its source, but at its source there is an overseer. Not the source in itself is the overseer, but at the source there is also an overseer. Now, so we go, when it comes to us upon earth, if you take a human being, there's a human being at his source. Now the human being at his source is purely spiritual. It is purely abstract. That is the soul of man, but the soul of man at its very source. Because these four levels that I've mentioned to you, each level has numerous links. So it doesn't go from the Olam Ha'atzilut suddenly to the Olam Ha'Briah, but from the Olam Ha'atzilut it goes gradually until it reaches a stage that from now it's translated into Olam Ha'Briah. Now there is substance. The substance is energy. It's not concrete, it's not palpable, it's not tangible, but it is a substance already, and that is the force in the universe. Got the idea? That is, then from there, that's the Olam Ha'Briah. Then it reaches a stage where it goes into the Olam Yetzirah. But there are links and links until it comes here down to earth. So we must remember that as far as the human being is concerned, and this is one of the surprising things about psychology, that psychology went into the mind of man to the extent and became aware that in man there are situations of which he is not consciously aware, but he is aware of them, unconsciously is aware of them. And psychiatry went very much further into it and tried to go even very, very much deeper. But needless to say, neither penetrated anywhere near what is really the source of man. They have not been able to go out of the Olam Ha'atzilut. And that is why the psychiatrists and the psychologists find that there is a misunderstanding and a misinterpretation of so many things, because they only go to a certain distance. They have not yet been able to go beyond that. Yes, Hannah, what did you want to ask?
This is kind of going back, but the objects that are manufactured from something,
yes,
are they then removed from their star, like a tree? Once it's broken up into wood and made into something?
No, you can never destroy.
Oh.
So even whatever form it takes, even if it's used in fuel and it goes up in smoke, it still belongs to that category. And it's got its partido, it's got its star, and it's got its malach that is over it. Got it? Yes,
how do we know this?
This is Kabbalah, this has come down, this is the Torah Shabbat. When Hashem said that Bereshit is told by Moshe, Bereshit is Boroi Rakimes and Shemaim, that is always in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. He explained how it was created, what took place, and this has come down to us by Kabbalah. So everything that we learn in the Derech Hashem, he doesn't say anything of his own, he explains it in his own way, and there is originality in presentation and in exposition. That is his originality, and his methodology is his originality. But what he says, there's nothing that he's own. If it was, it would disqualify him immediately. So we know this all that has come down to us, been handed down.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, if we go, Well, the question is, since the question that is going to crop up tonight is the following one. God created, let us say, He created water. We know that in the Olam Ho'atzilut, belonging to the world of action and being, we and the, all the leaves that there are, we know that there is an earlier leaf. The water, before it becomes a liquid, was a gas. It is comprised of two gases, and we can go a certain distance all in the Olam Ho'atzilut. That we've been able to penetrate already. Scientifically, we've been able to penetrate that. Now, a question arises. So, Hashem, in its source, gave water a certain specificity or particularity or quality. For example, it gave liquid there. For example, water, if it flows, flows down. And when something becomes water, then it is, you can't sort of divide it unless it falls into separate containers. But if it's in one container, it all forms one. It can spread itself out and then it becomes shallower. That can be. Now, so how did the splitting of the Red Sea take place? That's against the nature of water. So how could it possibly take place? That is the question. Now, there are two distinct views on this question. And this is based on a statement in the Gemara, which is several times in different ways. And that is that Hashem made a condition with nature that if you do certain things at certain times, for example, it made a condition, and it's in Pirkei Avot if you remember it. Hashem made a condition with the waters, the sea, the ocean, that when the time would come, it would divide and allow the army soil to go through on dry land. That means that God made it in the nature of the object to do the miraculous. You follow what I'm saying? Yes, Kuma?
A one-time thing.
It happened again with Yeshua. So it was a two-time thing. It happened again with Eliyahu, so it was a three-time thing. And it happened again with Elisha, that is a four-time thing. To the best of my knowledge, it hasn't happened again. And if anybody claims it did happen to him, he's crazy. It hasn't happened again, right? So it's a four-time thing. But according to the way the Rambam understands it, this was a condition that Hashem, so to say, made with the object, made with the water, made with the sea, made with the ocean, that this is what it would do. If this is what it will do, then that is also in the nature of the object. Am I making myself clear? Now, in Pirkei Avos you've got it. This is the Shabbos Pirkei Avos. 5-5. This is a C. Right. Now, in different parts in the Gemara, it's got it expressed slightly differently. In Pirkei Avos, it's also got it expressed differently. In Pirkei Avos, it says, 10 things were created on the eve of the Sabbath at twilight. Namely, the mouth of the earth which swallowed Korach. How could the mouth of the earth swallow up Korach? Just when Hashem says, praise to Hashem, the earth opens up and swallows Korach. That's not in the nature of the earth. The mouth of the well, which supplied the main soil with water in the wilderness, from a stone. This was the well. the mouth of the donkey, which donkey was it? Beloved donkey. That the donkey could speak, we hear the donkey speaking. And so on, and so on, there are several things, you see, and the splitting of the Red Sea also belongs to this. Now, that is the Rambam's explanation, and he's got many that agree with him. The Derech Hashem is going to give a different explanation of it. So you've got to be prepared for it. These are two different explanations. Now, I'm giving you the Rambam's explanation of it. Yes?
Well,
we know that
Hashem can do whatever he will. Why is it necessary for him to make the condition? Why can't he do it
at any time? Because that is the way he created. He created these objects to have these properties. These were the properties that he gave. So he didn't change his mind to that when the time comes to the Rambam. The Rambam says these were the properties he gave and this is what it's got to be. But we find that he changed. He says, that was so. That is in it itself. It's got that ability to do that which he did at the appointed time. Have you got the idea? That is what the Rambam says, yes?
But for a donkey, I'm believing another time, so donkey spoke.
Yes, that is only done. And if anybody tells you that he's got a motorcycle that speaks to him,
but it seems in that case
it can be true because I've heard motorcycles speak to him.
But it seems that in the case of the water,
yes,
then it would be several, five, six times. In that case, it's one situation. In the other case, with the donkey, that is perhaps just a miracle. It's not a miracle.
The Rambam says a donkey can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
Except, but why does this donkey speak? Mm-hmm. The Hashem, when he created the donkey, he created the donkey that this one time it will be able to speak. That is the way the Rambam explains it. It's a difficulty, you see,
mm-hmm,
and that is the way he explains the difficulty. Now, there are Chazal on this. So he can't, the Rambam can't say anything on his own. He can interpret, he can present, but he cannot say anything on his own. He's got the right to interpret. He's a Rishon. He knows so much, he's got the right to interpret. Can't say anything on his own. Now, I've given you the source, or one of the sources, but it doesn't matter. The several sources, that's a different language is used, but that is all. Yes,
please. Well, my question is, you said that Hashem preordained that the water or the donkey are capable of doing what they did. Was it preordained in the original creation that they did it at that time, or was it just a potential that was realized at the time when it was right?
No, it was a potential, but it was there that it could, the time could come when the time would be.
But it didn't say what time it will be exactly.
Not necessarily what it would be, but it says that the time will come when it must be able to do that. It was there for it the right to be able to do that. That's the way the Rambam explains it. And he's got many that agree with it. But the source is what, in his interpretation, he gives the source of the same. Now, the Messina's historian, fortunately for Simcha, agrees with her. The Derech Hashem agrees with Simcha. And what he says is, he may, in paragraph 4, in paragraph 6, he may, who is Boruch Shemo Bir so know, Meshane Sidre Bereshis B'chol Eishevich. He says, Hashem can change nature at any time he wants to. So it's different on the surface. It's completely different from the Rambam. And that is the way, if we want to understand it, we first have got to understand it on the surface. And on the surface, it's completely different from the Rambam. He says, Hashem can change nature any time he wills his place. The Ose Nisim Nisloes Kechetse, and it can do miracles and wonders at his will. the devotee shall mean in different things. To know she leaves her will, so knoweth the Eris Abrio, as he decrees it, when it is desirable and useful, as far as creation is concerned, the Fiho Inid or the Fiatman, according to the requirement, the subject, and according to the time. So it is, there might be a time, there might be a circumstance which demands this change, and then Hashem comes in and acts. When the Bnei Yisrael stood on the shore of the Red Sea, and they were hemmed in on all sides, the mountains on each side, behind them the Egyptians, in front of them the Red Sea, what happened? This was a time, says the Yerach Hashem, when the circumstances were such and the time was such that Hashem decreed that there should be a change in water, that instead of water flowing down, instead of water being joined together when it is in one container, that it was in one container and the waters were able to divide. Differently from the Rambam. Yes, I'm in the
Rambam. Was that, with the parting of the Red Sea, was that more for the Bnei Israel, or was it more because of the needed to make a Buddha for Yosef's stone?
Even if it's needed to make a Buddha for Yosef's stone, it has to be a possibility.
But what was the nature for?
The nature was that it divided. What we can say is, why did Hashem do the night? According to the Yerach Hashem, why did he do the night? There had to be a reason for it. The waters had that power that they could divide, if Hashem decreed it so. But there had to be something to trigger it off. There had to be a reason for it. The reason was the bones of Joseph. So that there has to always be a reason for it. But the point that he is discussing is, how is it possible, if Hashem has created laws of nature, ordained laws of nature, set a Pashit, a Tzad, or a Malach over the laws of nature, how is it possible for it to change? So he says it can change at the charge of Hashem, at the behest of Hashem. Hashem can do what he likes, when he likes, as he likes, and he could say. That is how the Derech Hashem explains. The Rambam doesn't explain it like that. Now, are you glad I told you the Rambam, or would have you been happy had I not told you the Rambam?
That is
enough.
Makes more sense.
What do you feel?
I think that, as the Rambam was saying, it's just now, it seems to me that both the philosophies are used, because Rav said that that it was the nature of the water, plus Hashem is used to decide.
The Yerach Hashem is clear. Uh-huh. He says that God instituted and ordained laws of nature. He said, there's the Yerach Hashem, and he can change laws of nature whatever the circumstances and the time demand it. You could say, that is the Derech Hashem. He instituted laws of nature. But the reservation is there, that he can at any time change. The Rambam says, when God ordained the laws of nature, this is how it is and this is how it remains, and nothing can change. But we find that he did change. He said, because Hashem, when he created it, put that characteristic into the object, that it can do something in a particular situation and at a particular time. That is the way he explains it. Good, Anna?
This is very curious.
The
others agree with the Rambam. Do you know who they are?
Yes, the Uri agrees with the Rambam. There's one other at least, I don't think.
Other Rishonim?
Yes, but others agree with the Derech Hashem.
Who's before the Derech Hashem, before the 18th century,
You see, before that, and before the year of the sin, the year of the sin is such as it is. Oh, yes, it is. It's the beginning of the 18th century. The beginning of the 18th century. Who were before him? Well, there was the Rambam before him. There was the Be'im before him. Never they showed him.
But they just said he was a girl. I mean, is this brand new, the day of Hashem? Is that what it is?
No, it can't be. First of all, it's in the Mishnah. It's in the Gemara. It's in the Midrash. In the Midrash it says that it was arranged from the beginning, from Shechi Shemei Bereshit, from the 6 days of creation, that the waters of the sea will stand split.
That was the Rambam.
Just one sentence. That's the Rambam. That's the Rambam. Why? He says, because once God created these names, he can't change it. Or he won't change it. Better that he won't change it. That is an interpretation of that is his understanding of the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Midrash. That's his understanding. Comes the Gera Hashem and gives us another thesis. We are going to find his thesis difficult to accord with what the Mishnah says, that Hashem arranged at the beginning. That so why does Hashem arrange it at the beginning? It's not necessary. If he could change it when everyone, it's going to be very difficult. So the Gera Hashem is going to be the difficult one, not the Rambam. It's easy to interpret this as the Rambam says. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I think that is confusing. So that we say that the
Mishnah, the Gemara, and the Midrash.
So the same as Rambam.
No, they make a statement. I'm reading to you the statement as it is in the Mishnah. I'm reading to you in English. 10 things were created on the eve of Sabbath at twilight, namely, the mouth of the earth with Torah, the mouth of the well with Miriam, the mouth of the donkey, the manna that dropped from heaven, and this is say, and the splitting of the Red Sea. Those were the things that were created during before Shabbos that were created. Well, that is the statement. Now, the statement in the Midrash is slightly different. And in the statement in the Midrash is Hashem made a condition with the earth that at a required time and the circumstances demanded it, it would open its mouth and swallow up Torah in the people.
Well, he
made a condition. I'm thinking very much the same as this, you're quite right. He made a condition with the water that at a certain circumstance, the time demanding it, the waters would split. It's not in the nature, but so he made it. Now, the Rambam takes that statement, and he says what it means is that it's not that God changed it at the time of the split. Now he made the Red Sea split. But that was in the nature of the water that it could do that, and would do it at a certain time when it would be required. But not that God changed nature, he didn't. That is in nature. That is the way the Rambam explains this passage in the Gemara, and a similar passage in, this is in the Mishnah, a similar passage in the Gemara, a similar passage in the Midrash. On the surface, it would appear like the Rambam. You haven't answered my question, Lodan. Happier that I tell you about the Rambam, or you would have been happier that I tell you about the Rambam. Easier not to know the Rambam, you could tell us this.
It's been better with this.
You'd have said, Chanuk Erwin? You'd been happier without the Rambam. And Chanabashi, you said you could have been happy without the Rambam. What do you want to have more trouble than you need? Do you agree with that, Chanabashi? Or you doubt it?
That's an unfair question. Because I really don't know about where the mission is, but I don't know about all the sources.
Well, so to compare the two... I'm not asking you to compare the two. I'm asking you... I'm bringing you into an I, causing you to be perplexed, or causing you to be confused. All right. Betty, what do you feel about it?
I'm happy
with
that. I'm
happy
to
be here,
though.
Steven? I enjoyed it. Thank you. Can I...
Hi,
okay. Barbara? I'll ask you to look at it. Yeah. Well, you see, that is the benefit from coming to your cheer. Some people know the Deir of Hashem, that they don't want to come to a cheer like this, because they know it already. And for people who know it, it's better they don't come, because they won't be happy to hear about the Rambam. They'll be most unhappy about it. Why should I be the cause of another person's unhappiness? Do you gather?
Is there a third
opinion? Is there a third let us deal with you.
Well, these conditions and these humans seem to all be just temporary for your children. Is there a place where nature really has changed in the way that way for me and your mother?
Just say the second part of the question.
That these changes are temporary, the fact that you don't see that the water flows.
Yes.
I don't have the potential, it's just a temporary
thing.
Is there another instance?
You know, I prefer calling it, you see, it is, should the occasion arise, the circumstance require it, and the time demand it. But it couldn't do that if it didn't have the possibility.
No, but it hasn't happened in the name of that space.
It has that quality. Well, let me put it to you, the way I understand it is, it has that quality. Should the occasion arise, the circumstance require it, and the time demand it again, it will happen again. Because it's got that quality in it. Yes, Barbara?
Didn't the earth itself change after the flood?
Really, what way did it change?
Well, my understanding is that the axle is different.
The way
that
is, also that the seasons change. That is, Malbin, in his case, that there was a change in the axis, so that, now, I don't think it is really a change in the nature of things, but assuming it was, then the Rambam says, that was arranged beforehand, that it should be able to do that. That should the occasion arise, and the circumstance require it, and the time demanded, then it could do.
That's exactly what he
said. That was the number. That is the way the Rambam would explain it. The Deir of Hashem would explain it. You don't have to say that there's a Deir of Hashem. That God decides that he changes. So those are the two views. Right. Yes, sir.
In either case, Hashem decided how it was with.
Yes, but the time is when did he decide it? And how, according to the Rambam, this was in the nature of the thing. And you know, you sometimes get it as an individual. You find that you would regard him as an individual And you see that if you would put him into a certain position, that's not the man for it. And then all of a sudden you find that he's put into the position and he rises to the occasion. There was a man who, in the olden days, became President of the United States. He was Harry Truman. Now I remember that again it was a case of Harry Truman was not very against Dewey, was he against, it was very against Dewey. You know your ancient history. You know they confuse me. They don't make anything about the rest of the world, you can confuse them. I don't even know what they're doing in America.
You didn't have to
say anything. And the last thing, that the reason I know what I know about America is because I have become American citizen. Now, Harry Truman, they would never think, Harry Truman could ever fire General MacArthur. He never did. Could never do a thing like that. He was such a mild man. He was so kind to his customers. When he knew they didn't have any money, he didn't send them accounts. Such a nice man. People used to come into his hardware store and he used to sit down, give them a cup of tea and chat with them. They used to tell them the troubles and he used to help them. Harry Truman becomes President of the United States. What kind of person is he going to be? He is the one that fired MacArthur. Could you believe it? But the occasion arose, the circumstances require it, the time demanded it, he could do it. But he had it in it. The only thing is, when there were, it wasn't the occasion, there weren't the circumstances, there wasn't the time, it didn't come up. That you can't spin it. It must have been in it from the moment of his birth, he must have had to see it. That is what the Rambam says. Rabbi Yochanan, so to say, I'm going to make a comparison. Which is quite understandable. It's not difficult to understand. All right. Now let us see what the Yudhira Hashem has got to say. Now he says, I say to Yudhira Hashem that Hashem can change nature at will. Now, Umahu Zeshi Omricha Homin Yechronim Libroho. But what is all this that the Chazal says? To know him, he's not according for a queen called Master Evaluation. This is the Midrash. That Hashem made a condition with all creation that he can do certain things at certain times, that nature can do this at certain times. Now, the Rambam explains that we've got no difficulty with that passage. But the way the Derech Hashem explains it, we've got a difficulty with that passage. So the Derech Hashem explains it. Lo shelo yeshane HaKadosh Baruch Hu dover me'ato. It doesn't mean that from now onwards Hashem cannot change anything, because then it's got to remain exactly as it was, that Hashem can't change it. Ki vaday meshane hu b'chol eishu yitzi shino gomer. Because of course God can change anything at any time as he wills it. But the matter is, what does it mean? He says that what he did was, and you can only understand this in the light of the way I explained it to you already last week. What Hashem did is, he made known to everything what its great purpose was in the world. You, the ocean, that when the occasion arises, and when the time and when the circumstances require it, and time demands it, you will change and you will let the Amis Royal through. And that is a great purpose in your creation. And that is your contribution to the ultimate goal of creation. So Hashem wants everything to know what his purpose is, where it comes in all that, where he will be called upon to make an inordinate and extraordinary contribution to the perfection of creation. Does it make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Sima?
He is told that man seems to be the only one who needs to find his purpose in God.
That's right. Man has got the hero. All these haven't got the hero. If the ocean didn't want to do it, it didn't want to split, it couldn't. Man has got the hero, that's a different story. Have you got the idea? Right.
Perhaps the animals also have the heroes.
No, animals have got no the hero.
No, I mean the possibility of the donkey there.
No, it's not a possibility. Good time comes and he's got to speak. You can't say to Hashem, me no one. You can't say that. Because he's got nothing. He's got a deal.
He only needs so many words.
What?
I said he only
needs so many words. All right. Abolo Inyanu Shiva Isa Brio Hero the Deal of Host Shoshan we check at the very source of everything. He showed them our mitzvah with the song and the reality of their existence. That you're not there, even the you're not inanimate objects, you are not there for no purpose, for no purpose as far as the fulfillment of the world is concerned. And the ultimate purpose of all creation, the perfection of creation, then you are there for Ba'atachli, Lamashin Hindu. You should know a purpose for which you've been created. The Ermoa Sini Moyuli Bogubajulgulehim, and what in the future will happen to them, how they will play a part, Umayi Yesotin Yonam, and what will be their ultimate destiny. The Nidal, what is a wonderful thing is, they see you the Yodu, and they understood it, and you, Shakur Yulelet and Sakis Atehu Amiti, that everything was going towards in the direction of the ultimate reality, which is goodness in itself. But it's Vasu the Dovon, and they were agreeable to it. Agreeable to it isn't quite the right word, because they couldn't disagree, but they were appeased. In the sense that they did it with a will and with a delight. The Sonkubo, and they delighted in it. The Humashi Omru Chazal, and this is what the Chazal say, the Mokam Akar in another place, called Masai Bereshi the Dachem Nidro. All the acts of creation were created with their awareness. Anything that Hashem created was created with its awareness. And that is all if we understand that at its source there is feeling, understanding, according to what it means, but that is there. That's the only way we can understand. And that is why we have lost this shield. The unknown, however, but it was that when Hashem explained to them the reason why they have to be, and explained to them the physical laws connected with their being, the Rom Kemokim Shemimashi Hoyo Mistarakli Shlei Nison Hoyo Sheyer also we have also Manitin Mitzroel Olesadikim Mehema Ba'usamazmani. But he showed them that what was necessary for their perception was that they should be able to do missing for his royal, or even for an individual summit, as the occasion arises, as the circumstance requires it, and at the time demands it, by Usama's money. So what he says is that there's got to be in each everything that are simply open, there's got to be a spiritual purpose which contributes towards the ultimate perfection of the creation. So if we use timber to build the shoe, or if we use stone to build the shoe, to build a bismedrash, to build a yeshiva, these articles are contributing towards the perception of the universe. That is what he says. Yes, Tina?
From everything taken this way,
is there a?
Is there a soul when they say there's a big midrash?
Is there a?
Soul.
Yes.
What do you mean? If they fire is used to destroy something.
Well, of course. Well, there's a different thing, but it fulfills its purpose. That is its purpose. Must be able to do that. It must have the ability to do that. And then, of course, this brings us to the end of the chapter, which I do want to finish with you. The Omnema Dovarazde Nema Vishoroshimoye. He said, of course, all this applies to matters at their very source. The Achrechel, up Alpin Kolze, and afterwards, but arising out of all this, flowing from all this, Mishtalshalu Beishtalshalus, then there is the process of Ishtalshalus. These angels are put there that they should maintain their natural state. So if the purpose is there, that the Rambam is no question, because the Rambam says it's in the nature, that if the Pakim is there, and the Tav is there, and the Malach is there, then what happens to the Pakim and the Tav and the Malach, then the object changes its nature. What happens then? He says, with the Ensha Reiki, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, that when Hashem wanted, bring the Rala Pakim in the Ole, the Rebbeinu Shalom commands these officers, the Yom Din is up to them. And then they stand aside. The Yishtanimi Malchoma Tini, and they change from their natural world to Timashi Tini Alei Manzera. And then these objects change from what they, whatever is decreed upon them. Whatever is not their nature. Now it's decreed that the reward must be mine. Now it's decreed that the rock must give them its worth and so forth. If the angels are good, I'm sure the Lord too will be happy with only. Now, the command can come from God in different ways. Perish, that means, Shadizia Derech Moshe, for example, can meet what Melech Aleihem, or Chagaret Moshe, so there, it can come as a decree of a king, or it can come as a rebuke of a leader and through anger. To Imun Shabernat, the Yigal the Yam Ufa Yechero, and Hashem raged against the water, and he dried up. The Chazensebezu the Yadoki, according to an Imun Bismano, as is required at his particular time. I'm afraid I can't give you a satisfactory explanation for that yet. What it means, that it can be through the anger of God, and it can be through his pleasure. I can't give you a satisfactory, that brings us to the end of the chapter. Right? Now, I just want to explain something to you. Last week, I asked whether you wanted to share this Wednesday. I didn't know enough about this great holiday, Thanksgiving Day. It didn't get into my syllabus. So I don't know whether it's our time of Esther. It starts at from the morning at daybreak. So like a silver table, which starts at 3 minutes to six on Thursday the 27th of December. In the morning at 3 minutes to six. Or it's like pudding, but it starts from the evening before. I thought it was like time of Earth Friday, not time of Friday. You said to me, no, I'm wrong. It's like Purim. Now, sorry. You said that it's like direct, it's the hyperbole is like pretty. You think it's like direct, 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 it's like I was right. Because you've got 13. The answer is 5 that has come on Thanksgiving this year. Maybe 5 didn't come. But really, this year should have been 10. Now, I want you to know, you can say, why am I speaking to you? I want you to know why I would have canceled this year. I wouldn't have canceled this year because of the people who don't come, and because I would have given this year because of the people who do come. I can learn with one person also. If the person is worthwhile, and you, the man of you, are certainly worthwhile. So I can do that, that's what it means. But what worries me is that next week, when those coming very fast, they don't know what I was speaking about. That's what that is. And because of me, I couldn't have heard it again. And they come along, and they don't know what I was speaking about. But there's something even worse than that. They go away with the idea that they know the better culture. That's worse. So that is why I said that if there are 5 who are not coming, I'm not doing this year. Not because of me, and not because of you, but because of those who don't come. And they come again next week, and then it's bad for them, they won't hear, they're going to hear that you say, it's bad for me, because I'm dealing with people, I'm sitting with people, I know that they don't know what I'm speaking about.